the Alabama Cooperative Extension System, Auburn University, and the Alabama Precision Agriculture Team. They're going to have an open house coming up in January. Tell us a little bit about that open house, what you guys are doing, and I guess what people will see there.
You know, we felt like it was a great opportunity, especially those that, from a company perspective or agency perspective, anyone that might be attending Ag Connect and likewise Beltwide conferences that week and the Ag Equipment Technology Conference. But Thursday morning with a lot of the company folks coming in for Ag Connect, it was just kind of to invite them down to see what's happening in Alabama related to precision ag, machine automation, and a little bit of how we're applying that not only for crop production, but for some of the bioenergy type areas as well. So, you know, we felt like, you know, a few hours spent and they get an opportunity to actually see eyes on what we're kind of focused on at Auburn University and the Cooperative Extension System. And that's kind of how it came about.
Well, and you kind of touched on it there, but let's talk a little bit about Auburn offers and what the Alabama Precision Ag Team offers there. What kind of programs do you have for farmers for them to be able to, I guess, work their tools most precisely?
Well, you know, we're focused. You know, I would say kind of the. Our focus areas have been, of course, on application technology, whether that's for liquid applications such as sprayers or dry applicators in our area for litter spreaders specifically, but we're also working and continuing to work on fertilizer applicators for dry fertilizers as well, doing work with the crop sensors in corn, cotton, and wheat, because of the interest there from our producers, but, you know, and then turning around with a lot of that basic and some applied research, and we feel our extension program is very unique because of the team we've been able to put together to educate producers, whether that's putting information out online through our various avenues, such as a webpage or social media, but also trying to have our traditional means of writing up, you know, extension publications to send the producers or extension personnel out through the state that they can provide the producers, and hopefully providing good sound information to them to either make a decision from a purchasing decision on whether they want to buy, and what if they do buy, what do I need to kind of be looking for, and then secondly, trying to provide them good educational material on the proper adoption so they can maximize the benefits of that as well.
Kind of give us some perspective too. You know, how much has precision agriculture grown, not just in Alabama, but across the country, maybe over the last 5, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. You know, we've kind of seen some up and downs on various technologies, but you know, I think when we look at it today, we've got a pretty good sense that around, 50% of the farmers in the country, roughly, are utilizing some type of precision ag technology or site-specific management related to precision ag. I believe that the growth in the last 5 years has been tremendous. A lot of that continues to be, you know, with guidance systems and ultimately RTK-type guidance systems, but most notably, I think, in the last 5 years, you've seen automatic section control just, you know, exponentially grow in terms of adoption. And variable rate application, I think, in the last 3 years has kind of become more of a topic of discussion. And we see a lot of interest, but we've also seen several folks starting to, you know, kind of go back and look at their fertility and manage their fertilizer on a site-specific basis along with their lime. And then seeding is becoming a big discussion as well, I think. But I don't have any good numbers on the seeding, but, you know, we have producers variable rate seeding with a lot of producers interested in going to that. And the primary interest, I think, in the last 3 years, even five, is just the fact that our input costs continue to increase. And this being a prime example, you know, fertilizer prices have really jumped here recently, so when those type of inputs are high, things like variable rate, automatic section control guidance, I look at those as farmers looking at those for cost management technologies.
Right.
I can, you know, hopefully reduce my cost using these technologies while maximizing my yield or however my operation is, I'm managing my operation.
Well, and of course, keep in mind, too, I mean, you know, farmers have always strived to be pretty precise with what they do. It's just now that they have a lot better tools to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, let's remind folks, you know, when and where this is going to be and what they need to do if they're interested in coming to the open house.
Well, we're going to, January 6th, we're going to start at 9 a.m. Central Time. We're going to spend about 3 hours just going over some of the ongoing efforts, both research and extension. But we've kind of got it, you know, as it's indicated, more of an open house to have some discussions for those interested in talking about whether it's projects, talking about their experiences from other parts of the country, but just kind of having a time that we can all generally sit around and hopefully learn and hopefully promote this idea of precision ag and what it can do for producers across the country.
Now, of course, this is all going on just a few days before another big event for Auburn, the national championship game. Any Northwest Duck-like folks invited to come down and look around Auburn, too?
We would enjoy to invite any of the Northwestern folks to Auburn University. Of course, we'd love to take them out on the duck hunt.
Appreciate it. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about what you guys have going on and what you expect them to see?
Well, we expect, you know, we hopefully they'll see some of the you know, I guess I'll go back to one of your first questions is, you know, we get to visit with a lot just traveling across the country with companies and you know, reps and things like that. And they're always like, man, we got to come down and see what you guys are doing. And this really gave a prime opportunity. It was a lot of those folks being in town. We understand it's very busy, but hopefully they can squeeze in a few hours. Just since we're so close to Atlanta that they can come down. Anyone's welcome. Producers are welcome. But I think probably fittingly, a lot of the material is going to be mostly, you know, to those company media folks such as yourselves and things like that, kind of seeing some of the technical stuff that's going on.
Dr. John Fulton with Auburn University's and the Alabama Precision Agriculture team. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, John. We appreciate everything you do.